Welcome to the Podcast Profits Unleashed podcast on Mintwave Radio and all podcast platforms. If you're a coach, consultant, therapist or healer with an online program and would like to find out how to grow your business whilst having fun podcasting, go to podcastprofitsunleashed.com/free. Let's dive into today's episode.
So 197, and today we've kind of flipped the script a little bit, and so I'm going to be interviewing her because most of the time she's doing the interviewing, but we're flipping it a little bit today. So let's just see how it goes, okay?
Thank you, Eldreema, and yes, I'm excited to do this episode as we're coming up to our 200th episode, where we will be switching things up, and I wanted to share with people listening why and share with the listeners my message today, as I think somebody out there needs to hear it, as it may help change someone's trajectory of their business and their life.
Awesome. Well, I'm very, very excited about that. Very excited. So Karen has been the host of A Coffee with Karen for almost 3 years now, and she's committed to showing up and holding a safe space for other coaches, consultants, therapists, and healers to share their story of what inspired them to do what they're currently doing and share how they help people and basically get their message out, get their message heard to those who need them, who need to hear the message. Last year, she took over the digital radio station Mintwave and a podcast network on Podbean to provide a platform for coaches to create their own show and podcast. And so Karen is on a mission. She's on a mission to help entrepreneurs like you to build purpose-driven profitable businesses that create more time freedom and create infinite positive impact to change lives. Well, Karen, thank you so much for creating that space. I really appreciate you. So what inspired you to start helping people to have fun while they're building their business through podcasting?
Well, I mean, I suppose I should share a little bit of a backstory, and then we're going to get to the actual system that we now use our podcast to create. So I come from the fitness industry, right? So I come from that teaching space, 25 years. Teaching a variety of fitness classes. So I guess I was used to being on stage in front of many people, teaching, instructing, directing, motivating, and inspiring people to get fit whilst having fun. And when I left the industry, I wanted to be a speaker where I could do the same without getting sweaty and totally exhausted. But I had nothing to sell. I had no program. I wasn't a life coach. And I just fell into high-ticket affiliate marketing. I had no background in sales, but I discovered that it was more about listening. You know, I was used to talking, right? But listening to what the client needs are and offering solutions to their biggest challenges. And I found out that I was actually pretty good at it, except I was selling other people's programs, not my own. So whilst deciding on what I wanted to create, COVID hit. And I decided to put on an online summit, not for profit, just to lift people's spirits during that terrible time. And I was learning something at the same time, right? Never stopped learning. I had 20 speakers or coaches from either a physical, mental, spiritual perspective. And I was having fun. I thoroughly enjoyed interviewing them. And I was approached by the owner of Mintwave Radio. And I was offered a weekly 60-minute show. And I just said yes. I had no idea why. Again, I had nothing to sell in the beginning. I just committed to showing up each week and, as you said, holding space. And what I found was that many were struggling to get clients, even though they were highly skilled, they were highly qualified, passionate, but seemed to be just busy posting on social media or sliding into DMs or jumping on discovery calls with people who weren't really a good fit for them, right? And who weren't ready to buy their program. So I don't know how many of you have ever experienced this before, you know, where you wake up and you feel like everything's the same, no matter what you want to do. You know, it's here we go again. Just keep going and going, but not quite getting anywhere. And that's what many of the coaches that I was interviewing were feeling. And they were unfulfilled and unsatisfied as to where they were in their business, right? And that's just not fun, is it, Aldrina?
No, it's not. And how about you just, you hit every pain point that we all have. I mean, I can tell you from experience, I mean, like DMing and all of that stuff, the things that people, you know, are tired of doing.
A lot of the listeners are experiencing it. I want to give you a little bit of hope, okay?
Yes.
Because I was feeling it too, as I was trying to help my own clients with organic marketing. We were having some success, but you know what? It's just draining. Being constantly on Facebook, dealing with notifications. And I too was spending too much time on calls with people who weren't a good fit. You know, it's feast or famine. You know, if you've ever felt like that, you know, and I was a single man and the buck stopped at me. So it was incredibly stressful. I would consider myself to be a student of the self-development world, right? And I read a book 20 years ago called The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. Now, I'm sure you've read it, Aldrina. I'm sure many of you listening have read it, but I bought it again this time on Audible. And I was just listening to it over and over. And I would practice what I call my unthinking. Because as I've said before, you know, I talk a lot, but actually it's when you listen, the answers come from within. And I had this sort of aha moment when I realized that the other common thing that all the coaches that I had interviewed, you know, they were all serving different communities, solving completely different problems with completely different tools in their toolbox. So I thought, you know, no one is in competition. I mean, I don't believe in competition anyway, because everyone has their own unique skill sets and they will resonate with different people. And I thought, well, why not create a directory for the public to come and find the right fit for them? Don't know what they don't know, right? They might need help from you, Aldrina, to help them get them organized within their business. So literally 10 days later, the owner of the radio station told me that at the end of my contract, which was last December, that he would be giving it up. And did I want it? And of course, I said yes. Thank you, universe. We now have the platform. So we launched with about 10 new shows. And I really thought I'd found my purpose. I was just going to fill the slots, but we were only providing the platform. And what we found was that many were dropping out. They were giving up their podcast. They just weren't having the kind of success that we were having. I mean, we'd been going a lot longer and we had been constantly been tweaking our system and spending a lot of energy promoting our podcast. So far, you know, thank you to all the listeners. We've hit over 120,000 downloads and we are currently in the top 3% globally of podcasts. So thank you for listening. And we're finally making money just from showing up. So I made the decision that, you know, I needed to do something drastic. You know, I had to stop what I was doing, all the extra things, you know, sales training and organic marketing, because it wasn't producing the results that I wish to achieve in my life or my business. So I walked away from doing all the other stuff. You know, I loved doing my podcast. I have met the most amazing people and developed some great relationships, you know, with the people that I've met through doing this. So instead, I decided to simplify things and I got myself a coach, Evans Putnam. And he's had so much amazing success with podcasting and used it solely to drive leads and sales into his business. And I wanted all my hosts to have the same kind of success. You know, instead of working all hours, including weekends, I went back and I made time for me. You know, a little bit of self-care, time to meditate, time to unthink in the morning. Go to the gym, You know, I'd been using, being too busy as an excuse for not going to the gym. Whereas now, when I got home, I was ready to work. I was more focused and more productive. And what Evans did is that he gave me a blueprint. And what I knew I could offer my clients was the back end stuff, you know, especially for those who don't like tech or don't have time to put it all together. Because as you know, Aldrima, there's a little bit more to starting a podcast than just speaking into a mic, especially if you want to get an ROI and use it to drive sales into your business. So now we have the strategy and the tools to automate the whole process, which frees up my time and will free up my clients' time so that they can live life on their terms. And I love it. I mean, it's fun. It's in alignment with my values, my purpose, and I don't have to constantly try to convince people to join me. Instead, I attract them. So when you learn something in business and you do it and then you want to serve others, so you take it out to share it with others. I even had an old coach of mine from back in 2017 become a client. He was already a highly successful sales coach. In fact, he used to be head of sales for Chet Holmes and Tony Robbins. And his podcast had been going 2 years and he was sort of stuck in the top 25%. And we got him to the top 2% in just 2 months. And his podcast generated over $83,000 in revenue last year, specifically from the podcast. So who knows what he's going to do this year? And that was incredibly humbling. And it felt amazing to have been able to help him. So I want you to know that when you have the system and you follow what I'm about to share with you today, you don't have to worry about hustling. You don't have to worry about having no freedom, being beholden to your calendar in your business and not living up to your life's purpose.
Wow. I'm telling you, that is so amazing. So what is this system and how do you get those results? How do you get results?
Well, this system is really based around a very simple 5-step methodology. You see, with podcasting, you're able to simply turn up as your authentic self, record your podcast, and then have a ton of leads coming in on autopilot that you can nurture and eventually sell your program or services at the click of a button. Instead of spending your days on social media, right? Instead of dealing with the notifications, you know, you simply use this one piece of content for all of your social media content in different formats, whether that's audio, video, written format, and then just turn up for calls with people who are ready to buy, freeing your time to spend doing what you love. Now, I'm fully aware that when you're starting something new, when you're leaving the comfort of an old, familiar way of doing things, it's a little bit uncomfortable, right? It's a bit scary. It's a little bit frightening. You don't know if you're going to make it. You're just trusting, right? So here's what I want to share with people. Our 5-step methodology. Number one is clarity and vision. You know, what is your life vision? When you're clear on this, you can build your business around it. When you're crystal clear on what you want to create and how you're going to get there, you can then create a roadmap and you can build your business towards that and around that. So Evans Putman, he teaches this in his podcast Profit School, which I highly recommend, and I will add a link. And he teaches that there are 4 main pillars, if you like, you know. And we do actually give this as a bonus for anybody who joins us. So when you have this clear vision of how you're going to get to where you want to get, then that leads into step 2, which is strategizing your actions. Now, when you're starting out, think about the content that you're going to create on your podcast, whether that's solo episodes or interviews, that's going to attract or even create your ideal client. Now, A Coffee with Karen didn't start out like that. You know, I was just showing up, which is why after our 200th episode, we're changing it to the Podcast Profits Unleashed podcast, because that's in alignment with the services that we offer. So once you've mapped out the structure of your shows, you know, you've got to tap into your unique ability, align with your vision and tap into your unique ability to develop your unique method. And the big payoff around this work is that now you have direction to start growing a business that gives you freedom and consistency, gives you fulfillment, and so that you can live your life's purpose, but also have a way to stand out from the crowd. You know, you have a way for your dream client to look at you and go, oh, okay, you're not just another coach. You're not just another consultant. You don't just come out and do a thing. You have your own unique system. You have a path for me that can help me get to whatever future, right? So then you can charge whatever you want, because people see the true value in working with you, and people are going to buy your system. And if you share through your episodes the transformation that you offer your clients, and they start to believe that your system can create the same transformation for them, you see, because the listeners will be thinking, what's in it for me? You know, they don't care about you. They don't care about your system. They're only interested if they can start to believe that your system will help them get the transformation that they're looking for. You know, they're concerned about getting to their future that they envision. And if they can use a system that's easy to get there, right, they're going to be engaged. So we help people develop that. So because it's an incredibly powerful, and it's a great place to start. So, you know, once you're getting listeners and you have your system and you're aligned, you have your vision of this business that you're building. But here's the thing, Aldrima, if you're anything like me and you feel like you are just nonstop doing all this extra stuff and just trying to get engagement on your posts, or you know, having to reply back to people in the notifications, and you're not getting anywhere. I mean, you know, it really is exhausting. I was personally exhausted and frustrated. You know, it seems like everyone is just fighting for attention. And what I found was that, you know, that's just ego. You know, it's not driving sales, and it's not about getting attention, but holding attention, so that it allows you to communicate in a way to give people the transformation. And then you attract them into your world, you transform their lives, and then they will start asking, well, what's next? How can I work with you? What do I do next? You know, they want to reciprocate because you're changing their lives through your communication, and you have a way of communicating it through your podcast. You don't have to worry about growing all the other things. You can start by attracting people and then affecting their lives. So Evan shows people how to do that in his Podcast Profit School. And then people will want you to help them and show up for their audience and serve them when you learn how to communicate it in a way that shifts beliefs and transforms lives. Your shows are an opportunity for you to demonstrate to people that you can help them. You know, the old way to think about this was like, I don't know about you, but I would try a million different things. You know, I've got to do a webinar. Oh, no, now I've got to do a VSL. I've got to do cold DMs. I've got to do a million discovery calls. You know, that's the old way. That's struggle. But you know, how many of you have gone through this in your business? At least for me, it was, you know, one of the reasons why we weren't getting consistent record-breaking revenue months, because we were focused on too many things. You need to simplify. You know, when you remove 80% of what's not working and focus on the 20% that is, that's when things change. So I started looking around and seeing what others were doing. I started looking for possibilities for a quantum leap for my business. And, you know, what Evans has come up with is a simple process that is so organic, so authentic, and it creates real human connection with all those people that have actually raised their hands and said, what's next? So when you can do all of this through your podcast, you don't have to do all the other stuff. It's simple. One thing to drive your sales into your unique system or approach that you have that transforms lives. So that's step two. Step three is, look, upgrading your skill sets. You know, Evans has this school that teaches people how to use interviews to sell and events to scale. Yeah, interviews to sell and events to scale. Imagine having a real human conversation and helping someone. Then they're actually going to turn around and say, okay, I think I want what this person has. I think I want that system. I think I want to take that leap. You know, she or he has demonstrated how they can help me. So then you're doing it in a leveraged way because you get lots of people in one room, you know, speaking one to many. And the beautiful thing is you get more sales calls, consistent revenue, consistency in your actions, because every month you know the flow. And then you know exactly what you need to do every day to move your business forwards. It's a step-by-step plan that will get you to your goal. But what I've found, El Dreamer, and something I haven't even shared with you yet, is that I am now a fully-fledged digital nomad. I can work from wherever I want. I'm working less, earning more, simplifying, and following this simple strategy. Now, it may mean that you have the skill sets already. And if not, you know, we can take you by the hand and make sure that you've got the right skill sets to get you there. And once you have all this in place, then it's just down to your offer. You know, if people are showing up or you're showing how you can change their life, you're demonstrating how you can help them. But if you're not moving forward to the next thing, if they're not actually jumping into your programs, into your services, then maybe you just have an offer problem. So El Dreamer, you know, the old way was very transactional. You know, here's my offer. You give me the money. I take your money. I'm going to give you my thing and you go do it. Good luck.
Yeah.
Have some success. But what I discovered was I don't want to work that way. I want to be more involved. I want to be a part of their victory, right? Because learning the how is one thing. But if you're anything like me and you've bought a ton of courses over the years teaching all the different strategies and tools but not really gotten the results, the problem I see is the lack of implementation of those strategies. And I get it can be overwhelming. You know, there's so many different ways of doing things. It can get confusing. And of course, when there's confusion, nothing gets done. So I didn't want to teach. You know, Evans will teach you everything you need to do. And so what we do is offer all the back end work to actually implement it and put it into action, which leads into step four, which is all about removing any limiting beliefs. Because we live in a world where there are so many amazing tools at our disposal, but again, tech can get in the way, right? You can feel like, oh, I can't do that, or I don't know how it all works, or it's going to take too long, or it's going to cost too much money, right? But it doesn't have to be that way. You know, after interviewing 200 coaches nearly, I was like, well, you know, why don't we collaborate more? As I said, there's no competition, which is why I started the directory and took over the radio station to have that platform. And that is why I've collaborated with Evans and his podcast Profit School. He does it so well. Why do I need to teach it? You know, he has a community of like-minded individuals all sharing their message. You develop relationships. And you and I know, El Dreamer, that relationships beat clients any day of the week. So what I wanted to do was to remove any of the limiting beliefs, because his system is actually pretty simple when you have everything in place to implement it seamlessly. So no more excuses, you know, all of the tech side taken care of, creating a podcast channel, creating a podcast website, your offer, sales pages, your membership site, all of the follow-up email sequences so that you can turn your podcast into a money-making machine at the click of a button. So then finally, step five is just mastery. Well, we know that when you do something consistently, you become the master. You know, if everything's been done pretty much for you, it's a done for you, done with you. And then it's just focusing on getting more downloads, getting more listeners. I mean, everybody thinks that they just need to focus on getting more downloads and then more people will buy their stuff. And although that is part of the equation, and there are many ways to do this, but if you're not getting an ROI currently, then just getting more downloads isn't going to help. But once you have all the systems in place, then yes, all you need to do is focus on growing your listeners and your downloads, because we do all the setup for you. Once it's done, you'll come to us and say, well, it's working great. I know what I have to do every day and I can see that I'm going to hit XYZ in my business. Thanks, I don't need you anymore. You know, how would it feel to come to us and actually say that? You know, so that, Aldreema, is the system. It's done for you, done with you, so that everything is implemented. No more second guessing anything. We've removed the objections. We've removed the overwhelm of all the work to put it together.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing, Karen. So what are some of the things that hold people back?
One of the biggest things that held me back in the beginning was definitely feeling overwhelmed. Also a little bit of self-doubt, a little bit of fear. I was great at selling other people's programs, but my own, that made me feel uncomfortable. You know, when I took over the radio station, I felt like, who's going to want to join me? Who am I? I'm not an internet guru. Who's going to buy from me? And you and I know, Aldreema, and for each of you watching or listening to this, you know, how many times have you tried programs, services, or offers and just didn't get the result you were looking for? You just didn't, for whatever reason. You may have done the work, but you still didn't get the result that you thought you were going to get. People want certainty. They want to feel like it's a safe way forward. They want to see your system and go, oh, I see how this has helped you. I see how it helped others. I can do this. You want to help inspire that. And a lot of times you have to overcome some false beliefs. You know, I had a dream. I had a vision of creating more than just a radio station, but a community of like-minded individuals. I wanted to raise vibrations, which is the name of my podcast network, Raising Vibrations, changing the world one vibration at a time. My goal is 100 shows in total from coaches who are all serving their communities in different ways. But when I look back at when I started, there was definitely imposter syndrome, but I just kept going. You know, I would say 80% of it is just showing up. I made a commitment to completion. And I'm proud of where we're at right now, and I'm really excited for the future. I love what I do. As I said, I've got to meet the most amazing individuals, and some have become good friends, and it's all about building relationships.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So what else holds people back?
So I would say the big one is time. You know, when you're hustling, you're grinding, you're working all these extra hours, you're doing things the way you've always done them before, and you're still not getting the kind of results you feel like you don't have any time. So for many, starting a podcast feels like it would be adding to it. It's more work to do rather than, you know, simplifying it, taking it away. But here's the thing. When you set it up from the get-go as the driving force in your business, you will get back your time. when we create all the back end stuff that needs to be done to have this working on autopilot, you get back your time. When we take care of all the post-podcast production, like editing, adding intros, outros, creating show notes, blog posts, social media posts, you get back your time. So by eliminating the majority of what you're doing or what you've been doing, which is what I did finally, eliminated all those bad date discovery calls, all the other strategies and tactics, and I focused on this one system, one process, one path forward, and mastered it. Now I have more time I could have experienced than ever before, and you can create time as well. So what I would share with people, if you're sitting there thinking, do I have time to jump into a new system? Ask yourself this first. Here's the vision of your life. Where do you wish to be? And is what you're doing right now taking you there? Because if it's not, you better make the time. You better focus on the thing that will take you to the next level. And I have something to share with you. This is a good habit to develop now. I mean, I know hindsight's a wonderful thing, huh? You know, when I started out, I tried to do everything myself. But there are only two ways to work, right, to build your business: time or money. The problem with starting out using your time is that you can easily get frustrated, demoralized, because if things aren't working, it can get you down. But if you're a coach, you know that working with a coach is a shortcut. Everyone needs a coach. Coaches need coaches. So I was trying everything and getting nowhere faster. You know, some wins, but I was just tired, exhausted. However, now there's clarity. There's a very clear roadmap. You know, all the processes are in place so that you can continually fill your sales pipeline and have consistent months. You know, find something that works for you, go all in, and make the time for it, because there's no better time than now. There's no better time than now to proclaim your vision for what you want your life to be and who you are going to be, and start acting from that place.
So what should the listeners do next?
Well, our dreamer, I have an opportunity, and I hope it's an opportunity for everyone on here listening in. And it's also an opportunity for me to serve everyone on here. So what I'd like to offer, you know, because we can't go as deep as we'd like to in this short interview that we're doing together. So I'm excited to share my virtual event where we can go deeper, where I could take those that are serious and not just curious about changing their life, about creating consistent record-breaking revenue streams, about living their life's purpose, about serving at a higher level. Because if that's you, and you want to go deeper and you want to get my help installing the systems into your business, into your life, where we can create your blueprint of your signature system in that virtual event and start mapping out how you're going to take that quantum leap forward. So I'd invite you to join me on this virtual event I'm doing, because generally, to get a big change in your life, you have to pack up your bags, get a plane ticket or a train ticket, leave your family, get booked into a hotel room. You've got to buy an event ticket for about $997. You've got to do all of this. But there's a shortcut. You know, all that, this will save you a bunch of money. And by just doing it virtually, and the tickets are not going to be anywhere close to 997. In fact, it's free. We're going to have VIP options. So, yes, I'll invite you to that.
I must say that I've learned a whole lot, a whole lot from this interview. And I'm very, very excited. And I'm sure that the listeners will be too, you know, to come to the event where they're going to get something that's going to transform their lives and businesses. So where can people register for this?
Well, yeah, absolutely. They can register. I mean, if you are watching this video, then the link is there. Yes, it will be in the show notes. If you see it on social media, you can send me a DM, or you can just simply go to podcastprofitsunleashed.com/free. So that's podcastprofitsunleashed.com/free and grab your tickets there. There will most likely be a VIP upgrade, and I highly, highly, highly encourage you to jump on that, because not only will you get extra time with myself, where I can answer any of your questions individually, I can also give you some coaching, you know, something that normally, obviously, I charge a whole lot more than the cost of the admission that you're going to be paying for the VIP ticket. So, and the really cool thing is that you get to hang out with a group of other successful entrepreneurs who are going in the same trajectory as you are, people that you want to be around. As you know, when you get in the room with the right people, you see possibility. You start to see opportunities that you've never seen before. You get faster results. You build relationships that will take your business and life to a new level. So I highly recommend the VIP ticket. So podcastprofitsunleashed.com/free. You can get them there or on the button below. So we absolutely look forward to seeing people there so we can help you install your own podcast system into your own business and start living life on your terms and serving those that you're called to serve, living your life's purpose. And that's what I'm really excited about.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'm very excited about it as well. And so thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to interview you.
Yeah. It's a switch around, isn't it, Aldrima? Normally I'm the host. But here we go. Yes. You know, moving forward, I will be doing some solo episodes, still some interviewing and holding space for other coaches, and maybe bringing on our host clients, current clients of ours. So yeah, I'm really excited for things to move forward.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for that opportunity, Karen, and I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you. And to the rest of the listeners, I will be back next week.
Thank you for listening to today's episode on the Podcast Profits Unleashed podcast. If you're a coach, consultant, therapist, or healer who would like to drive sales whilst having fun podcasting, head over to podcastprofitsunleashed.com/free and find out how you can turn your podcast into a sales machine. We'll see you on the next episode.